The February House. It only appeared in February. The rest of the year, the house didn't exist. For 11 months, you could walk past the towering hedges and not realise there was a house there at all. Rendered invisible, hidden behind an armoury of leaves. The last week in January, the leaves fell, revealing, for a short while, the high gables and crumbling red brick, the dark and glowering windows. By March, the house was gone again, retreating into hibernation, where it waited, biding its time. Joni shuffled through the fallen leaves. Her school shoes were scuffed and too tight, but she couldn't ask her mum for new ones. She paused and picked off a leaf that had stuck to one sole. As she flicked it away, she looked up. First, she saw the house. Then she saw the face in the window. A white shadow in the darkness. A woman. Even from this distance, Joni could tell that she was old. Up close, Joni bet her skin was all soft and saggy, and she would smell of wee and stale biscuits. There were worse smells. Joni stared up at the old lady and raised her hand. After a moment, a thin white wrist raised in return. Joni waited until break to talk to Flub. Flub was short for Fat Lardy Tub. She'd been at this school 6 months and still didn't know his real name. But the kids said he knew stuff. The house, on Acorn Street. What about it? Who lives there? Flub picked at a scabby pimple on his chin. Old lady, her daughter disappeared years ago, never been outside since. Some people reckon she's waiting for her to come back. Others think she killed her and hid the body. That's why she can't leave. Joni considered. Hiding away? That didn't seem so bad. She often wished she was invisible, so her mum couldn't see her. What happened to your arm? Flub asked. Joni pulled down the frayed sleeve of her sweatshirt. Cut it. An accident. You have a lot of accidents. So? I heard your mum is an alky. A nut job. Joni stared at him. You should be careful what you hear. Flub picked off the scab and popped it in his mouth. Then he looked away. The house was still there on her way back from school, but the old lady wasn't. Joni didn't see her the next day, or the day after that. On the fourth day, she was there again. Joni waved. The old lady waved back. It continued that way for a couple of weeks, mute communication on the way to and from school, until Kirsty Matthews and her gang caught up with her. Joni had been waiting for it to happen. She knew how this went. First the name-calling and shoving in the school corridors, then the ambush on the way home. After they'd punched her to the ground, kicked her, and chucked the contents of her school bag all over the ground, they ran away, laughing. Joni got to her feet. She stuffed her things back in her bag, slung it over her shoulder, and started to trudge down the street. That was when she noticed the gate. Rusted iron, set back amidst the twisted branches of the hedge. Open. Up close, the old lady didn't smell of wee or biscuits, but her skin was saggy and really white. Her hair too, white and fine as mist. It made her teeth and nails look even more yellow. She sat across from Joni at a long wooden table in the musty dining room. The air was alive with dust motes, spinning in a gauze of light from the half-pulled curtains. Cakes and biscuits were set out on a plate. Joni could tell they'd been there for a while. She took one anyway. There was no food at home, and she was starving. The biscuit crumbled like damp dust in her mouth. Joni took another. The old lady poured tea into two china cups. I've been watching you. I know. You're the only one who has ever waved. Joni shrugged. You know, you remind me of my daughter, Charlotte. The one who disappeared. Such lovely red hair. Although yours could do with a wash. We've run out of shampoo. Can't your mother buy some? She's gone. Where? Dunno. Is she coming back? Hope not. The old lady considered. What about your father? Don't have one. How long have you been alone? 3 weeks. You poor thing. The old lady suddenly reached over and grasped her hand. Joni tried not to flinch. The old lady smiled. You must stay here. Here? With me. Joni looked around. The house was dirty, cobwebby, and damp. But there was food. Money too, probably. She thought about home, about what lay waiting for her there. Okay, she said. I just need to get some stuff. The old lady's grip tightened. The gate will close at 6. Don't be late, Charlotte. Joni let herself into the scruffy flat. The smell was bad. Soon the neighbours would notice. She'd used up all the cash her mum kept hidden around the place for drink and fags. If she stayed, she would starve. In her bedroom, she chucked a few clothes and books into her rucksack. She didn't have much. And the knife. She couldn't leave that. She might need it. The old lady was clearly nuts. Her mum's body still lay sprawled in the living room. Joni hopped over it. The gate was open when she got back to the house. Small nubs of green were starting to form on the branches of the hedge. Soon, the house would be invisible again. Joni could disappear. Charlotte would come home.